You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is tired of the rallying cry from people who threaten to break away from the United States and form their own more perfect union. He'd prefer to ship them off, and that wouldn't go over so well.
And a very good morning to you all. It came up recently that some people in this nation now want to secede from the Union. Truth be told, it is less than 0.01% of the United States' total population. But still, honest to God, people, we should really tell these folks to just grow up. They're behaving like a baby having a temper tantrum in the restaurant because they're not allowed to eat their pudding before they've first eaten their vegetables. Ugh. You're not happy with the election result and now you want to leave the Union? Do you know what? Go on, leave. Ah, to be sure, you'll probably miss much about this country, but at least from now on, you won't have to put up with the rest of us here in the United States. I think 'tis high time that we called these people's bluff. I bet if we packed their suitcases for them and left them outside the front door with a bus ticket and a map, that'd frighten the life out of them. Do you know what we'll do? We'll tell them that we've sent a letter of apology to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, stating our regret and wondering if she would just take these folk back into England for free. Of course, they'd have to adjust to a state-run socialised healthcare system, but apparently it is one of the best in the world. And I'm sure they would miss the clear and sunny days and even the NFL cheerleaders. They might not miss the NFL, however. And it'll give them the opportunity to play real football, you know, soccer. Now, there is an upside, because these refugees might make the English lighten up a little bit, less of the stiff upper lip and more of the, I love you, man. And the English could talk these refugees into drinking hot tea and carrying umbrellas everywhere they go, just in case it might rain. These folk could swap their cowboy boots for Wellington boots, and the English could wear cowboy hats instead of bowler hats. I hope you're listening, ye secessionists out there. Hmm? Is that what you want? Hmm? No, I didn't think so. So you better shape up, or we may have to just ship ye out to England. The election didn't quite turn out the way that you would have liked. Get over it. Because do you know what? Seriously, very little is going to change. Mr. Obama is first and foremost a conservative. So if you are a conservative, then you should be pleased with the election result. Because if you judge Mr. Obama by what he's done, you'll see how much of a conservative he really is. Obamacare? Let's face it, it was Mitt Romney's idea to begin with, and it echoes a conservative proposal that goes back to the 1990s. The Financial Reform Act? Well, today, the banks are quite healthy and happy, but the nation is sick, so there's no great change there. Education? Well, from the federal point of view, we're seeing more and more of the boardroom mentality filter into the classroom context. Case in point, Mr. Obama believes in payment by results for teachers. That's very conservative. Suffice to say, some of us were hoping for a lot more audacity. So, secessionists, especially those of you that are true conservatives, fear not. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Have a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio, and you can listen again on our audio on demand page at redriverradio.org. Just look for What Was I Thinking?